Hey, McCartney fans, welcome to episode 154 of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. We are a Paul McCartney talk show mainly dealing with the solo career of McCartney. I'm one of your two co-hosts, Tom Hunyadi, and you may know me from my other show, Talk More Talk, a solo Beatles video cast for myself and my three co-hosts, talk all things solo Beatles. And today on the show, we're talking about 12-inch picture sleeve singles, mainly big in the 80s, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, my regular here, my good buddy, the technical side of the show, and he is my backwards traveler. He is Andy Nichols. Andy, what's going on, my friend?
Good, Tom. And surprise, in our time together, we actually haven't done a show on 12-inch singles yet.
Right.
Because boy, there's a lot of ground to cover with those, as we'll get.
Especially in the 80s, absolutely. Especially in the 80s, there was just so many different, you know, some pictures, picture sleeve or picture discs.
Picture discs, picture sleeves.
Yeah, I mean, but we're just going to talk about the picture sleeves. We'll get to the picture discs on another show.
Right.
But they're just, right. I mean, some of these picture sleeves had different versions, different covers, you know, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. But Andy, how's life been?
Good, man. Good. You know, currently cold here in the northeast of, you know, frozen and ice and snow.
The frozen tundra
of Lambeau Field.
Right.
Yeah. But we're doing well, and yeah, I'm glad all is well by you, and enjoyed the Talk More Talk gang, and you know, following all you guys and Kit and all that good stuff, and you know, yep. See Kit's got a class coming up on Stevie Wonder, I think.
Stevie Wonder coming up at the end of January. Yes.
That'll be cool.
It'd be a three-parter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But things are good, and here we are with show number two of 2022.
Oh, boy. We're going to be at episode 200 here before you know it. It's going quick. So before we get things going, we kind of every once in a while we like to show off a few things that we've picked up recently. And last couple weeks I picked up a few things. You got a few things too, Andy. So we'll show here a couple things. This is, you know, we've been talking about the Columbia versions of McCartney's early 70s work. And I picked up the Ram Columbia. I like the, you know, you probably can't see it here, but the lines there.
There's the classic Columbia.
Yeah, lines on the spine, you know. The record still sounds great, and really happy to have found.
Tell you what's nicer with some of those Columbia pressings too is that the material they printed the sleeves with was a little more slicker when they did those. So if you look at those early 70s pressings of Ram, Red Rose Speedway, Wildlife, you know, that's just on pretty much cardboard, and it gets dull after decades. But those Columbias, the Columbias hold up pretty nice in terms of their quality, their sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So nice job there. So all I need now is the speed of sound.
Columbia Wings Over America. If you see it, please.
Yes. I'll pick that up for you, brother. Then we got these. This is the a sample from Tomorrow.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, and you know, this is on a
white vinyl. The sampler, right?
Yeah.
One track on one side and two on the others, right?
Yeah, you got Ebony and Ivory on one side. And then on the other, you got Ballroom Dancing and Pound is Sinking.
Which version of Ebony, the album version or the solo Paul version?
This is the additional vocals by Stevie Wonder. So, yeah, it's got to be the single version. Okay.
That is a nice find.
Yeah, it's, you know, demonstration, not for sale, you know, so... this had to have been just a promo then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
speaking of promos, we got the light white label promo of Spies Like Us. You know, this has the a version that's 440 and then another version that's 346. Okay. But that's not these won't be included in today's
Right.
Because we're just going to be picking, dealing with the pitcher sleeves.
The sleeve, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then non-McCartney related, they picked up this, the new the Bowie toy.
Yeah.
And they put it on 10-inch single. I mean, sorry, a 10-inch vinyl.
10-inch vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't put it on the regular 12. I guess if they would put it on 12, they wouldn't have enough, you know, to fill to, you know, both sides of the disc. So probably you would have been looking at three songs per side if they did regular vinyl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, so that you said it's a lost Bowie album before we went on the air, Tom. What era? What era?
From the 90s and to 2000. I think it's like 92 to 2000 where the songs were recorded. But yeah, I'm still got a lot to learn on this one, so I'm really, really looking forward to listening or reading the liner notes on here.
Yeah, talk about an estate that has handled that man's legacy well after his passing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, the amount of Bowie products since his passing, which is what now 6 years ago, he died in something like that. He released Black Star, and then he passed away, yeah. And then it's been like archive stuff. I mean, his estate has done very well by that fan base.
Yeah, no, and then, yeah, the archive stuff has been great. They've all sounded wonderful.
Have you gotten them all? I mean, are you a huge Bowie
mostly
fan?
I mean, I'm not a diehard Bowie fan, but I am, you know, a classic Bowie fan. I do like some of his 80s stuff. You know, I didn't really get into the 2000, you know, the 90s and 2000 stuff, but you know, Tin Machine wasn't really something that I liked, his band there in the late 80s, early 90s, but you know, yeah, I'm a fan of David Bowie. I mean, I have a lot of his records, you know, but I'm not getting those box sets. I mean, I'm just getting the you know, the album here or there, especially the ones that I really, really enjoy, you know. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Wacky looking cover.
What's that? It's a freaky looking cover, yeah.
It's a freaky looking cover, man.
Yeah. But you got a few things too. I know I have what you got there, but it's cool what some of those things that you picked up.
Yeah, well, because you got it and you paid like next to nothing for it, you bastard. So I had to go around and get it. I didn't get it at the same price, but those 2017 vinyl repressings of McCartney stuff, which got standard black vinyl releases and also color releases. One of which we're going to give away as a giveaway, the red McCartney, which is on color.
Yes.
I grabbed the silver Pipes of Peace on silver gray vinyl. And it's kind of really weird. Like the pressing, it looks like it's warped in a way, but it's just how it was like pressed,
really?
I guess, with the color. If you look, it looks like it's like bubbled or something when you look at the vinyl. See it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But it's not. I guess it's just how it was made. And I guess, you know, and these were, again, usual, but $30 a piece. And then I grabbed the McCartney 2 clear vinyl.
Ah, I love it. Yeah, the clear vinyl. Yeah, that looks great. The first one I grabbed when those all those came out. I grabbed the silver McCartney 2 first.
What color is Tug of War? What color did that get? Do you know?
I didn't get that one, so I'd have to look. I don't remember.
I mean, we know Ram got a yellow, and McCartney got red, and Venus of Mars.
Speed of Sound got orange. The Venus of Mars got yellow and red. There was a white indie Band on the Run.
Right.
You know. So yeah, there was a.
Wings Over America. It was three different colors, right?
Yeah, the red, blue, and green. I believe it was. Yeah.
Colored
so,
vinyl mania. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get all of them. Only because I had the archive stuff, so I didn't really think, okay, am I going to buy these again? But then guess what? I'm going back and buying them.
So you've got the original pressings, in some cases of most people. Original pressings, a handful of those. Then the archives. Then a repressing on regular vinyl. And then a colored vinyl. So we're just crazy.
And now the half-speed master stuff that's
coming. And now the half-speed masters. So, yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, my God.
Sure.
It really is. Non-McCartney related. I picked this up last week. I showed Tom when we were talking one day. It's the Police box set of the Police Recordings, just their first five albums. Casual fan, but kind of dipping my kind of toe into the water with them a little bit more, and I'm liking what I'm hearing from them, aside from the hits. So always like to do that, and that's it.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's fun picking up stuff that you're, you know, kind of familiar with, but not really, you know.
Right.
I was telling you, you know, when you showed me that, you know, I'd picked up all the Police stuff back in like 99, 2000. Because I was curious about, because I'd never listened to the albums. I was just, you know, a hits fan when it came to the Police. And, you know, and I should go back and listen to them again, because when I did play them, I wasn't really happy with the deep cuts, you know, the album tracks. I mean, I would just love the hits when it comes to the Police.
Right.
But yeah. Maybe it's time I reevaluate and give them all another listen.
Yeah, I think depending on where you are, when you listen to it in your life, you're not ready for it or whatever. So, give it a shot.
Yeah, cool. I also want to say thank you, everybody out there. We hit 900 subs on our YouTube channel. Really appreciate you guys taking the time and watching us there, as well as listening to us on the audio or wherever it is you guys listen to. We really appreciate that. When we do get to the 1,000 subs, we will have a big 1,000 subs contest where, you know, as Andy mentioned, that I do have a McCartney red vinyl from 2017. That's still sealed, and there's going to be plenty more as well added to that. So be on the lookout for that when we hit 1,000 subs. So that'll be a lot of fun. So Andy, today's show, we're talking about the 12-inch singles, the picture sleeves, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of them. Now, the first 12-inch single that McCartney released back in the 70s would have been maybe I'm Amazed, and that would have been for the live, you know, Wings Over America release. Yeah, version. And that has a stereo version on one side and a mono version on the other side. Now, that was also then again re-released for Record Store Day. And now, unfortunately, Andy and I, we do not have that one. However, it was in the picture sleeve, so we decided just not to count that one. But so then the first actual picture sleeve then would be Good Night Tonight.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. And this
really
would be the,
one of the best, one of Columbia, the best sleeves. Yeah. Columbia, hot on the heels of signing that new deal with Columbia Records, and you know, you've got the long. This version of Goodnight Nights is the longer version by 7 minutes,
right?
You know, and I think it says on the it says disco single on here, if memory serves. Yeah, see, and it's so not disco, disco single, not a disco single, just
not really. Yeah, but yeah, like you said, this is a nice release here. You got the vinyl there. See, mine is still sealed. I haven't opened this.
Wow. Yeah, that's a score.
Yeah,
very nice. And of course, Daytime, Nighttime Suffering, one of the best B sides of all time.
Oh,
on the back there.
Show the label again.
Sure. It's a purple Columbia, and it just says. Disco single, you know, up on the printer. But not clearly being a disco single. I'm on
what's
both
the
sides,
time too. On that one? What's the time on the Good Night Tonight on that one?
7:25.
Wow. Okay. So extended by a lot then.
Yeah. It's actually my preferred version of the song, to be honest with you. I love the longer version of the song than just the hit, the edited version.
Gotcha.
This was the first major kind of like, whoa, McCartney's doing a 12-inch single. This was the first one, really, that had a cover, a genuine cover.
Okay. Next up, we've got the probably maybe one of the rares right here. This is Temporary Secretary. So you've got the disc, but you don't have the picture sleeve.
Nope. Was not sold with the sleeve, but it is the Parlophone version. It doesn't have the sleeve because it was only issued in the UK.
Yep, only issued in the UK. So there's that. Sounds
great. You got
great.
That last year, Tom, or the year before?
Last year, yeah. Last year I picked this up. Somebody had this on an auction on eBay, And I'm just absolutely stunned with how cheap I got it, to be honest.
Well, look, I kept the receipt. I kept the receipt in there. I bought this on August 2nd, 2016, and it was $7.48.
Ah, not bad. Paid a little bit more for mine.
Well, because you got the sleeve.
Right.
You got the damn sleeve.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, only released in the UK,
yes.
Unfortunately.
And, that would be the definition of a Mac already, if there ever was one.
Right. And surprised they didn't do one for coming up, you know, being the big hit
Being the big hit, right, yeah. Did not, you know, but I guess, you know, with that song being packaged as a 7-inch in the McCartney 2 album, I guess they figured they had milked coming up as much as they could there a little bit, you know?
Right. And then, you know, with the regular 7-inch singles, too, a lot of these picture sleeves, some were released only in the UK, some were only released in the US.
Yeah, right. Like if they had done a coming up 12-inch with the artwork that's on the 7-inch single, that would have been cool because it's got coming up has its own artwork for a 7-inch single,
right,
as we know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So what's next? Then we're going to Tug of War. Yes. Which now we both have the Parlophone release, right?
No. You have the Parlophone, yes. I have the Columbia.
Yes. Oh, there you go. This is the Parlophone. This is steel sealed.
Well, that's sealed too? Oh, yeah. See, this is just the Columbia.
Yeah. See, now this is, okay, so this has the Ebony and Ivory from the album, okay? And the B-side, we've got Rain Clouds and then Ebony and Ivory solo version.
Yes. Without Stevie.
Cool. Yes,
which is
without
cool,
Stevie.
Which until the archive release of Tug of War, this was the only place you could listen to that.
Right.
Really, officially, Rain Clouds.
Officially,
and/or the solo version. You could only get it on vinyl. You could not get it on CD at all until that came out in 2015,
okay.
which is pretty wild when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, next up is one of my favorite McCartney songs of all time. We got "Take It Away."
Oh yeah!
Now you've got a Japanese. Now we've got three different versions going on right here. So
yes.
this is the Columbia version right here. Okay, this has "Take It Away." Then on the B side, it has "I Give You a Ring" and then "Dress Me Up as a Robber." Okay.
Right.
Now same thing with that one.
Same thing with this one. Now you have which one do you have there, Tom?
Now this is the Columbia,
the American, the domestic one.
Yeah, and then this is the Parlophone.
Parlophone. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Japanese one. This was a pretty good
and that
score.
Should have be a clear yellow vinyl on that one. Yes,
yes.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, very cool find on this one that I got about a year or so ago. Odeon Japanese pressing, and it really wasn't that expensive either.
Now, did you find that at a store?
At a store, yes.
Okay.
At a store, yep. So you've got your OBI
Excellent.
Strip, which is adhered. It's like sometimes they can come off. This time,
yes.
It's like it's this one's on here, which is cool.
Okay,
I'm not gonna
Very
take
cool.
it off, but
right.
yeah, and of course this is the Parlophone, which Tom hadn't showed you as well. Same. So one of the very first 12-inch singles I got from McCartney.
Oh, really?
Was like very one. I was about 16. I got it at a Beatle Fest, and I was like,
nice.
You know, wow. This is like a whole other art. You know, getting like 12-inch singles.
Right. See now what you're doing there. You're pulling that out from the top. Now that's the way the Parlophone. Singles come out is from the top
loaders. Yes.
Right. Now, when you have the Columbia or Capitol, or whatever, they come out from the side.
Yeah. And that's just a you know a UK US difference in the packaging of the albums, really.
Right.
The singles. You know, unless you're the owner of an original top loader white album, which you know not.
Correct. So, moving on. Then we're on to No More Lonely Nights. Okay. Or no, Say would be next, right?
Right. Pipes of Peace, the only 12-inch single that we know of for this release, the Say. Classic photo there, which I believe was taken around 1981-ish. You've got Say, a longer version here, just like Goodnight Tonight. You've got it at 5 minutes and 40 seconds on side A, and then side B, you've got an instrumental version of Say 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 at 7 minutes, and then Ode to a Koala Bear, Yours and my favorite, one of our favorites there on side two of the 12-inch right. single.
Perfect. Yeah, see, that one I didn't realize there was a 12-inch, so I'm going to have to find that one.
Yeah, there's a 12-inch one of this as well. And like I told you, pretty fairly common in these parts. So, you know, okay. don't pay too much for it.
Yes, yes. Now, with some of these now going in the future, there were multiple versions of these. So now we're talking about Silly Love Songs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Silly Love Songs. I mean, No More Lonely Nights. Sorry. Yep. Sorry, I'm still waking up over here.
That's okay.
Yeah. See, now this one version that I have, we've got the extended version, okay? And then this has Silly Love Songs and then No More Lonely Nights ballads, okay? And
now, this what is do you have Columbia American version. Columbia
yeah, this
version.
Is the Columbia, right.
Right.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, we got a Columbia version. There's, again, the formats, the editions now. A few weeks ago, I just showed you guys. I just got the UK version of the same single.
Excellent. But now, is that the same track list now? Is that still...
Same. Yeah, you got the 810 extended version of No More Lonely Nights. And Ed, our friend Ed Crawford can help us out, the Broad Street Czar. Silly Love Songs, and then the ballad on okay. side two.
So that would have been the first release of that. Because then we had... a second release. No, I'm sorry. That would have been this. This is the second. That's the second release. Okay, because then the first release would have been had a No More Lonely Nights dance mix on it. Okay, then
well, which
the third
one?
Version of No More Lonely Nights.
See, okay, this is where things get crazy. Versions. This is what this
yeah,
is
this,
things
there's
get
four
crazy.
Different versions. Right. The last one would have been No More Lonely Nights extended playout version with Silly Love Songs. No More Lonely Nights ballad, okay? So that was the extended playout, okay? So then the third version would have been the extended version, okay? So there's just there's too many of these things to keep track of.
Yeah. And is any one of these the actual proper ballad on the A side, or they're all the dance right. ones?
Well, it's yeah. Well, one's extended version. One's extended playout version. Okay.
Those are the dance versions. Those none of those are the ballad versions that where
none
the ballad
the
is
ballad
the A
versions.
Side. No.
Right. However, I think they yeah, because then okay, so then looking at this, the second release had the dance mix on it. Okay. So there's just yeah, it's released it's crazy when you're looking
remixed
at this.
By, yeah. Yeah, remixed by Arthur Baker. Right. There's also like a mole mix, which is all of No More Lonely Nights, which I think apparently got a vinyl release as well, which is super hard to come by.
Right. So you're looking at September, the first release came out, and then three more versions came out in October of 84.
Crazy. And we haven't
and
even gotten
on
to
top of that.
We haven't even gotten to USSOLE Figure of Eight yet.
Right. On top of that, I'm not sure if any of these include the picture disc, because in the future we'll do a picture disc show as well. So, but yeah, these are interesting. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to be on the lookout for those other versions as well. So, but a good source to find all of this stuff would be the John Blaney books. This is the songs
yes.
he was singing. This is volume two. He's got four versions of these books: 70s, 80s, 90s, and in 2000s, 2010 to be exact. But good source here.
Great source, great okay. book.
Yeah, right. So then moving forward, then we have Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us.
Right.
This is the, just as the now Paul is back on EMI in Capitol right. America at this point. He left. He was the Columbia experiment ended with Broad Street. So
Broad Street
going back to Capitol. You know, this was his first release back on Capitol in America.
Right. Correct.
Spies Like Us. So
now.
Yeah.
Now they enticed them back with a bigger royalty cut of, you know, the Beatles catalog, which then prompted the others to sue him a couple years later, and this is why
the McCartney clause, as
yes.
as very famously known as, when they discovered
right.
it, and that meeting at the Dorchester Hotel in 1983. And if you want to read more about that, you should read "You Never Give Me Your Money"
by Peter
Doggett, because he goes into crazy detail about that McCartney clause and when they found out about it in 83 at that meeting. So yeah.
Oh boy, yeah. So this has the Spies Like Us and then the Party Mix on the B side with My Carnival.
Right. Okay.
So, but
Spies Like Us alternative mix known to his friend as Tom.
Right. Yes, and this is where we see Ramone for Phil Ramone's name, right?
Yeah.
As a producer on a McCartney song. And you got the front cover by Linda McCartney,
yep,
and back cover by David Morse, you know, so, but.
And also, well, it's produced by McCartney, Ramone, and Hugh Padgham.
And Hugh Padgham, yes. Now, there's also a picture disc to this as well, a couple picture discs to this.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And
yes,
McCartney's
yes.
last top 10 single in the United States.
Last top 10 single in the United States, absolutely. Okay, now we're not going to count the Seaside Woman.
No.
And we're just going to go right into Press next.
Press,
which you have there. Which the version is that you have there?
Now there was no picture with this one, but I still kind of pulled it out. This is the Press video edit with a runtime of 3:35 on both sides, actually.
Okay.
It's just a video edit. That's all that really is there. But then that's the video edit of Press, a 12-inch. Yeah, the video edit, 12-inch single, but no artwork. Now we've got Press, Tom. I think you've got it there. Yep.
Yeah. So this is it says video soundtrack at 4:41, with It's Not True.
True. On yes.
Right. So then the B side, we've got the Hang Glide.
Hang Glide. Yeah.
Yes, yes, this is the only place you can find Hang Glide. The
only place you can get Hang Glide, right.
Right, and then you got Press Dub Mix at 6:28.
A dub mix? I haven't heard that one
yes.
in a while.
Check we got a out. Dub mix!
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible. Sorry, folks.
Oh, that was good. That was good. We liked it.
All right. So we got a couple of those. However, then there was a 10-inch Press. Now, I think I showed this some time ago, but I'll show it again for the fans that haven't seen that original one. But I got to be real careful because it comes up kind of crazy.
Yeah, so, it's like in a trifold thing there.
Yeah, yeah. So you got this way.
Down. And
down
then,
and yeah, then side by side.
The sides flap open up and then you got it. Yeah, that is a pretty rare one there, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So this has the It's Not True, Press video edit again, and then it's got just Press then on the A side. So there you go. Pretty cool. Yeah, glad I found this. Really happy I found this.
Expensive or not really?
I think it was in the 20 range.
Not bad.
Yeah, so not bad. As we had, we were reading the Press to Play book from Deluxe,
yes,
Special Deluxe
Paul
Edition.
Sinclair.
And
yep.
Yeah, Paul Sinclair, and he was writing that, you know, you couldn't give these away. I found one. I don't know how rare they are.
I've never seen
how many copies were made. Yeah.
I've never seen one other
right.
than you.
So, yeah. Next up is another one that has a couple versions, too, and that's one of your favorites, right? This is Once Upon a Long Ago.
No, we're not done with Press yet, right?
Okay, what we got? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I don't have that stuff. I got to catch up here. Yeah.
Yeah, we got. Well, I have. There's things I have, and there's things that you don't have that I have, vice versa.
Yep.
So this is the Pretty Little Head, 12-inch UK only.
Yes.
It says manufacturer's property, not for sale. So this would have been the.
That's a promo.
It's a promo. And you've got the this is mixed. My version of this remix by Patoker, John Patoker on this one. Got Pretty Little Head on the A side, and angry and right away on side two.
Excellent. Very cool.
On this one. And this one I got, I think I got this one last year as well. And then one more from Press to Play. And that would be the 12-inch of Only Love Remains.
Excellent. Yes.
Pull it out. Here it is. The 12-inch single of Only Love Remains.
Excellent.
Nice shot of Paul there on the back. Okay. A side is Only Love Remains. And then B, the two on side B would be Tough on a Tightrope and Your Namesake, Talk More Talk.
There you go. Now, that's Parlophone as well, right?
Yes, Parlophone. Yeah. Yes, it was. Okay. And there was a 7-inch. There's a 7-inch single version of this that has this artwork, yes. and also the 12-inch. Yeah. And again, as Tom mentioned earlier, UK, so it's coming. It's opening up from the top.
Right.
and the 12-inch singles, they're much more thinner too. Like they're very. Some of the 12-inch singles are super, super thin. You know, they're not heavy.
Well, that's just 80s. Yeah, 80s. I mean, those records in the 80s were thin as hell. Yeah.
Very. They were like flexi discs almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Now you were saying.
Okay. Now we went on. We got a couple versions of Once Upon a Long Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So now we've got more of a grayish, a blue-gray. And then then you've got one that's a little lighter, right? That's more of like a peach.
Yeah, I got a peachy color. And the here's the difference with these. Okay, the very first one I ever got was the bluish gray one, which Tom showed you before. This is the extended version, which is longer. It's like 6 minutes and change. This version here is just kind of known as the long version on this 12-inch single, at 4 minutes and 34 seconds. And then, of course, Back on My Feet, which has no different. There's no deviation of that on any of these versions. It's the same version. But the B-sides are different on these. This you've got Midnight Special and Don't Get Around Much Anymore on the B-side here on this single. It's different on the one that Tom has and this one here. You've got Laudamus Claudie on this one and Kansas City. And this UK, these were only manufactured in the UK. Really a shame because these songs deserve to be heard to a wide audience in this country.
Right.
And this as you all know, this is it. This is the best Paul McCartney non-album single ever made.
And this is where you were getting, because at that time, if you weren't part of Macca's fan club, you couldn't get that the Russian album. So you were getting the songs from those on B-sides right around this time.
Right, you were getting these were all cut Midnight Special, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, Laudamus Claudie,
Kansas City, right.
Right, right.
So, yeah, absolutely, right. So, but however, this EMI one's on the side, or Parlophone.
No, see this one, that one, but this one's on top.
See, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, mine's on the side and yours is on top.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But I guess they were switching up because I have another one in the other room of the pinkish, kind of peachish one. And that is an EMI, also support, but also opens from the side.
Okay.
To your room. So they were switching it up here, you know. That's what I love about, and then when I read the liner notes of these things, right? There's nothing written about Back of My Feet or Once Upon a Long Ago at all on these liner notes. They're not even, all they discuss is that McCartney and Costello got together, but there's nothing written about the songs themselves at all in these
liner notes. A lot of that stuff on the liner notes is dealing with Laudamus Claudie in Kansas City.
That's it. That's it. There's nothing in here. There's nothing in here about Once Upon a Long Ago or Back of My Feet or how those songs came to be or whatever. It's just, you know, oh, it's tying into the Paul Russian album, you know, thing and the hits, like, and we're just using these other two songs to promote that. It was kind of weird, you know?
Mm. Yeah, that is interesting. That is interesting.
I mean, it's just, you know, there comes a moment when wildly strumming a cricket bat in front of a wardrobe mirror is no longer enough. Mm. You know, that's supposed to be our first takeaway about Once Upon a Long Ago or Back of My Feet. I was like, whatever. Like, forget the rockers on side B. The songs on the A side is what's awesome here.
Right, right. And this was a hit. I mean, the song was a hit, too.
It was. It was a big hit in England. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right. Moving forward.
Moving on. Flowers time.
Flowers time. Yes. One of my favorite pitcher sleeves covers of all time.
Yes.
My Brave love, Face.
Love. My yeah. Brave yeah. Face, EMI here. Again, still riding that, Russian album oldies.
Yes,
here with the two songs on side B. I'm going to be a wheel someday, and ain't that a shame.
Ain't that a shame. Now, this is the Parlophone version right here. This, again, this is still sealed, so I'm just going to leave it sealed.
All right. I'll show you the it's got a purple insert here.
Right. Okay.
And this is when things – EMI started to change their labels here. All the ones here on out started to look this way, and they had this kind of customized label thing going on here.
Same with the 7-inch, too.
Right. This is when they kind of changed their design on these. They got rid of that standard black look and went with this kind of newer Parlophone look on their label for the 12-inch singles, which was kind of sharper, to be honest with you. I like this look just a little bit better. Of course, My Very Face and one of Tom's favorites, Flying to My Home on the B-side.
Oh, yes.
Right. I'm going to be a Wilson Day and Ain't That a Shame on side two. And it also, I believe, the 7-inch got redone again. It was a Best Buy exclusive, I think, when you got
The Flowers in the Dirt archive release.
You could get the 7-inch.
Yes, which I did do that. Yep.
Yeah, and which if you didn't already have that. But one of the cooler covers really for My Brave Face and just a great single overall, a good 12-inch single.
Right.
Great. Next,
go ahead, because we have different versions, which is great. And this, you're looking at this one.
This one.
And again, continuing with the Russian stuff. But this one has, obviously has this one. And then First Stone. And then B-side, I Want to Cry and I'm in Love Again.
Right. This one has this one, obviously. And the First Stone. And the B-side is The Good Sign.
Okay.
See, this was only $5. This was a steal.
Right. So there, to your point, there's that label again.
Yep.
So is yours EMI or a Parlophone as well?
Oh yeah, these only were issued in Parlophone.
This is a Parlophone, right?
Any of these singles from this point on were only pressed in the UK. I think the Capitol was not making 12-inch singles anymore.
12 singles at that time, right?
No, that stopped with Press to Play. Really, it did stop. It ceased with Press to Play, I think, for the most part. Again, the First Stone, Good Sign. Again, until Flowers comes out on an archive, where else are you hearing these officially? These rarities on these 12-inch singles that have these scattered.
So only difference then on that one, besides the artwork, then would be the B side, because this one is first stone, and that one is what
again? Good Sign.
The B side. Good sign. Okay.
The Good Sign.
But it's got I Want to Cry and I'm in Love Again on the B side, right?
No, this has this one and the First Stone.
Oh, so it's only only two songs on that then.
Yeah,
so this version has the four songs then.
Yeah, this only has three. There's only three songs on this.
Okay, what's the third?
Good Sign. Look.
Okay.
Look.
I see. Okay. All right, so First Stone is on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you now. Okay. I'll have to look for that one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got there?
Next up, we've got Put It There.
Ah, yes.
Single. And this was a really cool special one. Other than Put It There being a great song, I mean, strong additional material here with the two songs on side B with Mama's Little Girl and Same Time Next Year. This is probably one of the better 12-inch singles in McCartney's canon here. Again, older songs that go back to early Wings. And late Wings with Same Time Next Year going back to the Egg and Mama's Little Girl getting back to Wildlife. But really want a nice one. And again, the customized label from Parlophone there.
Right.
On gotcha. There. And just a nice.
So what's the B-side there?
Mama's Little Girl and Same Time Next Year.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Put it there as the standalone on the A-side.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is what figure?
We can go to figure A because I have all my trials, but that's after that, I think.
Yeah, that's after. That was 90. Right. So this, yeah, so here, figure of eight. This is another one that has just another insane amount here. So yeah, there's three different ones here. So we'll go with that one first. Yeah, well, this is one that this is, they're all Parlophone too, Parlophone as well.
Yes.
Like you said, but that's figure of eight. And then you got two Soleil on the B side, two versions.
Oh, as if one wasn't good enough. You got to have two. Right. On there. Wonderful. Right.
You got the regular and then you got the dub, the tub dub mix, not the dub mix, but the tub dub mix.
Oh, the coveted tub dub mix. So let me go run to my turntable and go put this on.
But here's the first one. Then, because that wasn't enough, then we had to get a second figure of eight. Again, with figure of eight, and then we got this one. It has a B-side of this one, which is the Club Lovejoy mix right there. All right, so there you go. And then there's that side right there.
Oh, nice shot. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It's a nice live shot.
Still
sealed. Yep. So I think I'm going to, again, just leave this sealed.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, you got figure eight as well. And this has the an etched B-side. So both songs are on the A-side. And it looks like they're just the regular versions of the song. And then, again, there's a shot of Band.
And all those great versions, that's a great shot. All those versions of figure eight, he didn't select to release the live version as a single, and that would have been much better because the live version.
Oh yes, everybody loves the live version.
Yeah, it really is much better.
Right, and then as if what did you have next?
Trials.
Okay, go ahead and show that.
Yeah, you have that ready or no?
No, I don't have that one.
Okay, so in 1990, this is a live. This is a 12-inch, resulting from the tour. This is the traditional arranged McCartney All My Trials, a song that I had no idea about before I bought this. I just thought he wrote it and not realizing it was just like in a traditional song that he arranged. So you got All My Trials on the A side, Sea Moon on the A side. But the highlight of the whole thing really is a live version of Mull of Kintyre from 1990 on the B side, which is just incredible. And then All My Trials is great, but to hear Mull of Kintyre live in 1990 is incredible. And you've got Mull of Kintyre and just the live version of Put It There from the Tripping, the Live Fantastic album on side.
Oh, excellent. Wow, cool.
So this also has a 7-inch component as well with the same artwork as well. And I believe the version of Sea Moon on here is not, it's just a studio cut. It's not live.
Okay.
It's probably just a sound check, probably. Mm. But All My Trials, I even got a video for it too as well.
Okay.
It did. But this is a really, really fun one to go back to.
Right.
One of my favorites.
Right here we got because all the versions on figure of eight wasn't enough. So excuse me, hold on one sec.
Oh boy.
Sorry, but here we go. We got more. Ooh, that's Le Soleil right there for you.
Sealed. And I also believe that is sealed too, Tom, right?
Yeah, this is still sealed. This is, it says Capitol and Parlophone on the back. So interesting there. But you got three versions here. So side one is the regular version. And then side two, you got the tub dub mix. And then you got the international mix. Yes, interesting. But you got something over there again that I don't think I have.
You have it on 7-inch, but I have it on 12.
Right.
That's the Ferry Across the Mersey
Hillsborough
tribute, which Tom just got on 7-inch a few weeks back.
Right.
This is the 12-inch version of that single, which I want to say, what label is this even on? I'm not even sure. Is it on PWL Empire? Don't know that label.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's just open it up here. Oh, yeah. The Christians, Holly Johnson, Paul McCartney, Jerry Marsden. Yeah. With Ferry Across the Mersey on this one. UK only. This version.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, this version might even be a German version because look at the writing there. I think this is a German copy.
Right. Okay. Very cool. Yeah.
But I know it's not a McCartney release solo, but I mean, he's so prominent on that record that I kind of file it in with that era for his discography personally. But that's just me.
Right. Now, right around this time, that's when the 12 inches started disappearing. We do get one more from the McCartney camp there. And this is 92, and this is the Deliverance.
Deliverance, not Hope of Deliverance.
Not Hope of Deliverance, but this is Deliverance. This is also, I want to say, yeah, this is Parlophone as well, EMI. Yep. And then this has side two. It's got Deliverance dub mix, and then you also have Hope of Deliverance on the B side. So,
oh, you do have Hope of Deliverance on the B
side. Yeah, Hope of Deliverance is on here. Okay, but this is featuring the Steve Anderson
remix. Steve Anderson remix. Yes.
Right. So Hope of Deliverance, Deliverance, and then Deliverance dub. So you get three versions there.
Hmm.
This was also put on a CD.
CDs.
Yeah.
Which.
So.
Yeah.
So yes, not picture sleeve, but just interesting to show.
Yeah, right, because there. And that's a fairly new acquisition for you too, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A couple months ago, I picked this up, and you know, I found a couple of them all sealed, and just grabbed those things right away. You know, but yeah. No, this one's another one called another record store called Record High, here in Arizona. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, I had some good luck that day.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. So then that was the last for 12 inches all the way up until 2014.
That's right. Until
and
we
then
got,
we got
Hope
for
the
future.
Future.
Right. So, which you got a whole bunch of different versions on, it looks like.
The thrash mix, the Mirage,
right.
The Mirage mix, the beats, and they're actually pretty cool to listen to. They're a little different, right. You know? And right. For those of the video game people out there, this was featured in the video game Destiny.
Right.
Who play that video game. See the little hype sticker right. Up there on the top.
Yeah, there you corner. Go. Now, this is heavy duty, 180 vinyl.
Right, this is heavier now, right.
Yeah, this is really, really done well.
Yes. Made in Germany.
Yes.
Did yours say made in Germany, Tom?
I'll find out in a minute. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a good song.
Kind of got lost in the shuffles a little bit, though, you know, and I know he said right. As much. He, you know, it was in his live set for a while, and he kind of didn't like how he kind of just kind of went on the vine and died, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think he described it as his latest flop at that time.
Yeah. Hey, but he included it on Pure McCartney.
He included it on Pure McCartney. I was just going to mention that. You know, so this was good. I mean, I did get this at that Zia store that I took you and Ethan to.
Which one? We went to 10.
Yeah.
But and that leaves, well, we've got two left. I've got one left. Tom's got two left.
Yeah. So then we got the record store day stuff. So then you got the say. So I got this version of say, and you do too. Now, what I like about this one is it's kind of backwards because you got them singing the reverse.
Right, you've got the new the version with the where they're kind of they switched the vocals that they were
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, switched right. Vocals, correct. Yeah. So this one is side A is the 2015 remix produced by George Martin. And
yeah,
then
probably
side
one of the
B
last
is,
probably one of the last things he did too.
Maybe. Then you got say instrumental and yeah, this was 2015. This I think was the second. So I can't even talk today. This was the second record store day release.
But this also came out because I believe in October of 2015 is when we got Tug of War. No, well, it would have been the Black Friday record store day.
Black Friday.
Because in October we got Tug of War and Pipes of Peace in 2015.
Right.
So this would have been shortly after that. Yeah.
Clear vinyl. So it's clear vinyl. Yeah.
Clear vinyl.
Which is cool. Clear.
Yeah. And one more.
Yeah, one more to go. Left. I'll show that here in a second. Now this one was another Record Store Day release, and now my original co-host David, my cousin, was nice enough. He went to Amoeba at that time, and he found it. And this was a 1985, and this has the original mix is 601, radio edit 247, and the B side is a club mix at 508.
Oh yeah, read those again to me, Tom. I was always curious what was on that.
So you have the original? Yeah. So original mix at 601, then you got a radio edit at 247. Okay. And then on the B side is a club mix at 508.
Huh.
And then I also thought that I remember, if I remember correctly, some of these were signed.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a pretty cool, I mean, right there. And then on this side, you have a picture of Pauly there. So,
nice.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, so nice. This was a nice release as well. This was, I believe, 2016. Let me double. Yeah, this was 2016. So this might be one of the more rarer ones out there because I haven't seen these anywhere else. Like I said, when David went to Amoeba, he picked it up for me. So in California.
That's nice. Good job there, cuz.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Finally did something nice for me. No, just kidding. Just
we love
kidding,
you.
David.
We love you,
just
David. Kidding.
Yes, yes. You my boy. But yeah, those are the 12-inch singles, mostly
the picture sleeves. Now, the picture.
Yeah,
the picture
so
sleeves,
yeah. The one we didn't have that we didn't get to show was the birthday 12-inch,
right?
And hopefully one of us will get that eventually, and we'll show
the
that
CD single. But I don't own the
CD single, right?
Don't own the 12-inch,
right? Yeah, I've got the 7-inch single as well, but we'll have to find the.
Yeah, there's a lot of variants to get out there. Right. In terms of the the McCartney, collecting the McCartney 12-inches that are very out there. I mean. We don't have everything, but it's a decent showing.
We're working on it. On getting everything. Anyways, that was the 12-inch singles. Let us know which ones you have. If you got the birthday 12-inch, let us know. Let us know what other ones you have, and we'll get back to you guys on that. So that was pretty cool. I mean, if you're watching us on audio, maybe you might want to head over to the YouTube channel so you guys can see the
right.
covers and complete your collections if you don't have some of the ones we were talking about today. So, Andy, anything? You want to mention before we sign off?
No, thanks again, everybody. As Tom mentioned, we hit 900 on our channel.
Right.
So we thank you everybody for that. We're gonna get to it. We'll get to 1,000 this year. I feel it. We'll get there. So, just thank you for that and all the support on our channel as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for everybody that tunes into the show. It's growing at a really quick place at a really quick pace. Happy about that. So thank you everybody for tuning in. And I just want to plug one thing. I was on the latest episode of When They Was Fab with Ed and Ed Chen and myself, Kid O'Toole. We're on there as well. And we talked about the last 2 days of the Get Back special. So we mainly talked about the rooftop and I had a great time talking about that. So that was When They Was Fab. Check that out. And Andy, we are going to be back next week with our frenemy, if you will. Sam Wiles is
Sam Wiles.
Yes, he'll be back on the show. We're going to be doing a little something a little fun. It's kind of like a reconstruction type thing where we're going to take three albums. We're going to remove the tracks that we don't really necessarily care for and add tracks that were either B-sides or bonus tracks, stuff that was recorded in or around those sessions, and we're going to make a perfect album ourselves, so if you will. So we'll have some fun with that, and I'm sure it's really going to be interesting because Andy, one of the albums we're going to be talking about, one of the albums we're going to do is London Town, and I'm kind of curious about how you're going to do that because I know that's one of your favorite McCartney records, and who knows if you'll even make any changes to it because I don't know if you've
It'll be tough, but it'll be a fun exercise to do with our frenemy there.
Yes, so Sam Wiles will be with us next week from the Paul or Nothing show. So everybody out there, again, you can find us at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Two Legs Podcast. You can reach us at email at twolegspodcast@gmail.com, the website twolegspodcast.com, and you can find us on all the audio outlets. And then again, check out our YouTube channel, Two Legs, a Paul McCartney Podcast, and please subscribe to that. We want to try to get to that 1,000 sub mark this year at some point, and we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have a really big 1,000 sub contest when we get there. So again, everybody out there, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. As always, have a great day and a beautiful night. Take care, everyone.